Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance.
Do, 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 do. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Kevin, how was your trip?
My trip was good.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I just went on a family trip to Florida.
We don't take family trips anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll be anymore either. There were like 18 of us in a little house.
Your family trips are like 18 of you, and my family trip is like three of us.
And we're loud.
Yeah.
I'm by far the quietest one in the family.
Your sister is the loudest.
I don't know.
What?
I'm not sure.
Who else is louder than her?
Everybody's loud. Everyone talks at a scream.
Got it. With a slight Texas accent.
It's just like a constant. Well, yeah. Half the family has like this weird southern accent, even though we're not from Texas, but we've lived there.
Right.
My family's lived there for forever. Then my parents have a super like New York accents.
My favorite is your brother, who wasn't there,
yeah.
Who is the smartest person I've ever met. And yet we went to Paris and he was like, oh, it's the Musée d'Orsay. We should see the Musée d'Orsay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, Tim, you didn't even try to do a French accent. Like, just try. Like,
it's so good.
Oh, my. Yeah, so it was fine. I'm tan.
You are tan.
And I've realized now at this age,
yeah.
You have to find some balance on a family vacation. And most of the time was just me being like,
alone time?
I need to get away.
Yeah, you need alone time.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to ride a bike. I hate riding bikes. I rode a bike every
day. By yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Today is a very important day. We're
it
doing
is.
Our first live podcast.
It's so exciting.
Ever.
I hope it goes well.
Me too. I hope somebody shows up.
I hope people show up.
It's kind of like when we did the Glee mall tours and we were like, I hope somebody shows up.
Yeah.
But that was a better result than I think.
This will be? Yeah, maybe.
We were relevant.
Yes, that's true. I mean, look, we're a good time. I feel like it should be a good time.
We're going to have a great time.
And we're going to learn a lot. And if anything, there's like an unlimited amount of free
booze. And if y'all can't be there, it's going to air.
Yeah, it's going to air.
So we're going to post it up.
Yeah, just like a regular episode. And then you'll see how much fun it is. And then we're probably going to do this again, unless it's a complete disaster.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then you'll come. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm a little late to the game. Well, I'm really, really late to the game, but I'm a little late to the game.
Yeah.
Because I grew up a very sheltered as a child. Wasn't allowed to watch like MTV, you know, mm-hmm. like had the lock on the cable box. And I did not know about the story of Lorena Bobbitt.
Like snip, snip?
Like snip, snip, or like one shoo, one large chop.
I feel like that was such a large part of, no pun intended.
No,
like
I
a
remember,
large part of my childhood.
Well, I'm sure it was. I feel like I was, you couldn't avoid the OJ, which came out like right after, but like the OJ case, but I somehow avoided, or my parents, you know, avoided me seeing any of this case or any of this story. So like I had no clue. So I just started watching or just finished the Amazon Prime Lorena story.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
See, before you say the details.
Yeah.
I only know like bits of what my fragmented childhood memories are of this. So all I know basically.
No pun intended.
Yes. All I remember is there was this man's wife.
Yes.
Chopped off his wiener.
Yeah.
And then so, I remember there was a court case.
Yeah. I mean, there's a huge, huge trial that, but what people don't know is that she was actually raped and abused way before this happened, this chop. So, like, well deserved, sir. But you also see his side and, like, how troubled he is. And he was, you know, he went through a lot of things in his childhood as well. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty dark and, like, you kind of get it. But it goes into gross detail. They show the photo of the severed member. Mm-hmm. And it is so disturbing.
Is it just a hole?
But then here's the thing. I didn't know. Number one, I didn't know. For people who don't know, she chopped off his dick. And then what happens is she throws it out the window into a field by 7-Eleven. And somehow this guy gets so freaking lucky. And the police officer finds it. And they're able to reattach it. And it works again. So what does he do? Lo and behold, years later, he decides that he's going to get penis enlargement before he does his second porn. So he's going to mess with it again. This doctor botches.
But, like,
has to stop practicing.
I feel like I watched a thing on penis enlargement back in the day. Not that I was doing research for myself. And, like, that's not really a thing. Like, it doesn't really...
No. And it's not for length. It's for, like, girth and width.
Yes.
But, like, still at the same time, like, bro, you were lucky. The first time... Get
so
it together. It worked again. He somehow was able to do the second porn, but, like, it was messy. Really, really messy. And the doctor who practiced in Culver City, he actually ended up, like, having to – he had, like, a bunch of other botched surgeries
as
well.
Did they talk about anything – like, could he even feel anything after
his
reattached?
He could. Which is crazy. Like, it worked twice
also,
over.
Knowing how temperamental a penis can be depending on the weather.
Yeah.
Depending on the cool breeze of the AC.
They feel a storm coming.
But, like, really. Like, that gets chopped off, the trauma, and then thrown into a field. How do you even find that? It's literally
That's
finding a
thing.
Needle in a
this
haystack.
This guy is so freaking lucky, and I don't know why. It's like,
did he go to,
what?
Did anybody end up going to jail? Did she go to jail? Did
no.
he go to jail for?
No. John was acquitted of marital rape because they were married, and he was like,
what?
There are neighbors
rape
who like saw him like get like abuse her and grab her, and like it's the craziest thing. And she actually didn't go to jail either, which a lot of people would argue that is also not fair, but like she was you know, the case up until makes a very good case. Anyway, moving on.
I just want to know how you
missed it.
Consume this. Are you by yourself?
I watched it with David.
Okay.
We watched it together. He also didn't really know, like he had heard about it, like joke yards and the, you know, yeah. like joke yards.
You say joke yard. I love a joke yard. I think we should
Steve's
rename
laughing.
This podcast
a joke yard. Jokes in the playground. That's what I meant. Like jokes on the playground about like
yeah,
John Wayne
that
Bobbitt.
Sounds nothing like playground.
Joke yard.
I have to write that down.
We really have some of the best little like zingers from me on this podcast.
Joke yard. I love watching your brain just malfunction in front of me.
It doesn't
but it's
not
great.
Happen often. We have a great guest today.
She's the best.
Jackie Byrne.
She's family.
Elphaba, Broadway's longest running Elphaba.
Literally.
She's done it everywhere.
I've only seen Wicked twice, and she was my Elphaba twice. She is incredible.
She's amazing.
She's so talented.
She's so funny.
One of the funniest people I've ever met.
Yeah, and like... more self-deprecating than us, which
yeah.
is pretty crazy,
which,
too.
That's a feat.
Your hair is also doing something wild today. I love it.
Can I tell
it's
you?
It's light.
Can I tell you about my perm?
What happened?
It's grown out, so 80% of it is straight now, and just the ends are like a little wavy, so I look like trash, and it looks like a bird's nest from the joke yard. You know the birds in the joke yard.
The birds in the joke yard.
Like, I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, are we going to shave it?
No!
On the live podcast?
Absolutely not. Have you seen my face? Do you know what
have
this would look like with a shaved
face?
Head?
Oh my God.
Hey, Jenna.
I think I have seen you in a shape with a shaved head because your nephew, Finley, has
yes,
a shaved head.
But he doesn't look like me.
Yeah, y'all look the same.
No.
You're
I
similar.
Wish. I wish.
Y'all
I've never
so
been
cute.
So jealous of a baby.
Oh my God.
Jenna.
Okay.
What'd you eat today?
Oh my God.
I got you.
Whoa. Bringing it back.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. Actually, I didn't eat much today. It's late, too. I'm getting on a flight. I had some grilled chicken with brown rice and broccoli with a little soy sauce and a little Dijon mustard mixed up with a little sriracha. And then I ate it, and David was like, "It smells like a burrito in here." I was like, "I wish." And then he was like, burrito. Did you eat it with hot sauce?" I was like, "Do you know me at all? Like, yeah. Do you even have to ask?" And then I had a little bit of leftover sesame chicken that I had like a couple of bites of, and that was it.
That's all you've had to eat today?
Yeah. Oh, no. We went to eat lunch. We shared a chopped salad and a half of a wrap.
Oh, no.
And a wrap with some honey mustard, which probably was all my calories for the day.
Yeah.
I love honey mustard sauce. What did you eat today, Kevin?
For breakfast, I had scrambled eggs, smoked salmon, sautéed spinach and mushrooms.
Very fancy.
Trying to get healthy again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I went to the gym. I was like, "Oh, I'm hungry." And then I went to IKEA.
Did you have Swedish meatballs?
Of course I did.
Yes.
But I didn't have mashed potatoes.
They have mashed potatoes there?
Yes. Normally, if you get the meal, it's...
Oh, it's mashed potatoes.
It's mashed potatoes and veggies and meatballs.
Oh, my God.
I subbed them, so I was trying to be healthy. But then all my friends got dessert.
Oh, of course.
And I can't look at a dessert and not try it and then eat the entire thing.
What was the dessert?
I don't even know.
Was
some
it like
marzipan
ice cream?
Thing?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
And then someone got chocolate cake. It was just
and the meatballs are
delicious.
Just do they hold up to it with what they've used to be?
They're because the exact same.
Okay, great.
And they also have these like salmon balls.
Ugh, I don't know about that.
Yep. They taste how they sound.
I do like a hot dog from IKEA too.
I don't know if they have those anymore.
Oh, God. I'm never going back.
You should. We'll go for meatballs.
Great.
I didn't have Starbucks.
At all today?
No.
Did you have Starbucks when you were in Florida?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're closing down. That's it.
Starbucks is shutting down.
Before we get to Jackie, let's give a shout out to Purple Mattress. Here's a question, Kevin. How did you sleep last night?
I think it's a trick question.
Well, did you spend the night tossing and turning? Because I know I did, and I woke up in fits of sweat because I'm always sweating, and I had back pain and hip pain, and it wasn't great.
You're falling apart.
I know.
If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. Right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text SHOWMANCE to 84888.
And how is Purple different from other mattresses, Kevin?
I better get tell me.
It ends up giving you this zero gravity like feel, so it works for any sleeping position, like people who sleep on their backs or people who sleep on the sides or people who sleep on their stomachs, which is not good for you.
I do that.
100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It's also backed by a 10-year warranty and free shipping and returns.
You're going to love Purple, and right now our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text SHOWMANCE to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text SHOWMANCE to 84888. That's SHOWMANCE to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply.
Let's talk to Jackie.
Let's go to Jackie.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan here. I know a lot of you create your own podcasts, and a lot of you already have one like me. I obviously love what I do. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to this point of success. You shouldn't have to pay fees for platform hosting, distribution, analytics, or fees to create a podcast. You need to be able to focus on producing the best show possible. Now, Podcast One, that's the network I'm on, they have Launchpad Digital Media, or Launchpad DM for short. So it's free, includes unlimited hosting, full control of distribution. You have access to a full dashboard with analytics. Again, totally free. You own everything, by the way. You own your content, you own your subscribers, no tricky stuff there. And you get your own show page on launchpaddm.com for people to listen to and subscribe to your show. It's the only hosting platform brought to you by the leading network, Podcast One. Podcast One will promote the site, drive people to discover your podcast, and if your show grows, you could even be invited to join Podcast One's all-star roster, which includes people like Adam Carolla, Caitlin Bristow, Shaq, Lady Gang, and of course, me, Jordan Harbinger. I'm there too. You also get access to their production and sales support. So with all this completely free, don't use other hosting platforms. Why would you need to? Learn more or sign up now at launchpaddm.com. And don't forget to check out The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Now back to Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
And we are back, and we have the amazing Jackie Barnes here.
Woo!
We just an applause track. Applause track.
Thank you. Jackie and I had a showman.
It was a torrid, amazing showman.
We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there.
I want details. I want every detail.
For anybody who doesn't know who Jackie is, who everybody should.
She's a star.
Jackie is the longest running Elphaba on Broadway ever.
God. No big deal.
No big deal.
And you ridiculous. Just finished a run at the Pantages in Los Angeles, which is why you're here in sunny LA.
I love it.
Because we're not letting you go now.
No, I'm
Never.
Staying.
And Jackie was also in If Then on Broadway. And then on the tour for If Then and in Hair on Broadway. Yeah. I also did Hair at the Bowl in L.A.
That is so fancy.
But Jackie, which show did we do together?
We did a little show called The Wedding Singer at PCLO. If anybody knows that, it was huge.
It was a massive production.
Massive hit.
2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks.
2 week run.
Fast and furious.
Two weeks of a torrid love affair between the two of
it's
us.
It's exclusive.
Yeah.
It's exclusive. An exclusive engagement.
It is. Yeah. It was.
Not everybody can get in to see you two.
I mean, let's be honest. She was a genius in it. I said, first day of rehearsal, I was like, that girl, I'm going to be friends with her. And I forced it, and it happened, and it stuck.
Well, how did we actually become friends? Do you remember?
No.
The water fountain? You were at the water fountain. Oh, yes, I was.
No, you were at the water fountain.
You were at the water fountain.
Didn't I?
I don't know.
I think you were at the water fountain, and I had heard,
this is so romantic.
Long story short, is that I got Jenna's really nice apartment, and she got my really crappy apartment. Because I had been there doing a show right before it, and knew that, and I hated the apartments they had put me in for the show before. So coming back, I was like, I don't want to stay there. And somehow Jenna got bumped.
Well, my agent had requested that I stay near the closest to the theater as possible because I had Bear with me. And so to go back and forth and give him walks, they were like, we just want her really close to the theater.
And she didn't know those are the crappy apartments.
Yeah.
And then there was a really nice apartment that was very far, and they put me in there. Anywho's it, what happened was I heard she wasn't sleeping because it was super loud, which I had the same problem with. And she was the lead, and I had like a song. So I felt guilty.
No.
And I went out to her, and I was like, hey, what's up? I hear you're not sleeping. I know why, because that apartment sucks. I actually have your apartment. That's real, real nice. So if you want to switch, we can.
She had a two-bedroom in this high-rise.
That's so nice.
It was it was so nice.
And you swapped with her?
No, I didn't. She didn't do it. And then she never wanted to see it because she didn't want to know how much nicer it was.
Fair.
I didn't want to know what I was missing.
And it was so much nicer.
That's a really good call.
Two bedrooms, two baths.
I could hear the girl above me like creaking every time she would come home from her show, because when we were in rehearsals, the girls were in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then outside in Pittsburgh, you can hear on the street, it's walk.
Yeah.
Walk.
Yeah.
Walk. Walk.
Wait.
Walk.
Yes.
Wait.
But it all through the night.
Night. Long.
And absolutely
it made
not.
Me want to kill myself.
What a great first impression, though.
Yeah,
she offered like, me. Hey, you want to take over my apartment? Because I'm so nice.
I'm so
She's
nice.
Like, I know it's supposed to be here, so you can totally have it. I was like, no, Jackie.
But also,
I don't
talk about team player.
Yeah. I know.
Thank you.
Like, what a team player.
I only had one song.
Jackie
had
was in the show for 12 minutes.
Oh, of course. But you're like, I'm not really doing much. It's okay. You take the nice.
No, she was, I think you were in the show for 12 minutes.
Not even. That's being generous. I think maybe a solid 9, but whatever.
She played Linda, the X in the wedding singer. Yeah,
respect.
It was great. She was genius.
Sure.
9 minutes.
And then Jackie would go hang out with Bear in my dressing room while I was on stage because she'd be like, I have time.
I have nothing to
hang out with Bear. And then you offered to go walk Bear during rehearsals, which I was like, this girl is so nice. She's going to be my personal assistant.
and I was
for
like,
free.
Yes, let's do this.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And now you're best friend.
Best friend.
And then I made her go out and drink with me every night,
oh my
even
God,
though she had 18 million songs.
That was the trade-off.
Yeah.
We drank a lot of beer. Well, Jackie, I was at this game night last night, and we had to chug. One of the challenges was to chug a beer out of a straw. And all I could think about was you and how proud you would be. But I was next to like burly men, and I couldn't. I thought I had it, and I didn't even place. I didn't even place.
Did they cheat, though?
Yeah, they cheated. You have to hold the beer glass over your head upside down so that you can prove that it's empty. And these guys were, like, willing to have some, like, you know, the last little bit
nasty.
On their head. And I was
to
like,
be
I'm
fair,
not doing
that sounds like something I've done.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Just
we're idiots.
Smelling beer all night again, you know?
Also, that's,
like,
not,
cheating.
That's cheating. That's not fair.
But to win. That's my man voice.
I liked it. I got very turned on.
He's not very smart.
I like being the smart one. So it's totally fine.
Jackie, you've done like more shows than anybody I've ever met before. No,
really?
Honestly. And like, I just am wondering, do you have a showmance every show?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can't not have a showmance. Whether it's, you know, comes to full fruition or it's just like a best friendship like me and you, or right. like your leading man is gay, but you refuse to think that he's gay. And in that kiss feels real. You know what I mean? Kyle Dean Massey, shout out to you. One of my handsome Fieros. I'd constantly be like, after his lunch, I might be like, you kind of felt it, right?
Like, you're into it.
I mean,
you?
Like, come on, let's be honest. And he'd be like, no. And I'm like, in my mind, you do.
I think you're going to go home and you're yeah. going to remember this.
Yeah.
You're going to change your mind.
You're going to change your mind. And Jackie's going to come out of your mouth while you're with somebody who's not named Jackie. I
this
know
is what
it.
This is what like, I dream about for Jeff. Kevin and I.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, I'm
one
sure.
day, Kevin, you're going to feel it. And yeah. you're just going to know.
Jenna, I've never not felt it.
This is so special to watch. I love it.
Come on. Give me enough beer chugging competitions.
And yeah,
friend kisses
good
all
to
around.
Go.
I'm in.
Friend yeah. kisses all around, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. What was your favorite showmance, Jackie?
Yours.
Oh, God. Right answer.
Correct.
I mean, like, let's be honest. That's 3 years later. Has it been 3 years?
4 years later.
Stop
Jackie.
The world. 4 years. Are you being serious?
2015.
Fudge, I'm old.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I know.
Where
yeah,
did
we
our
did.
Time go?
We went from Pittsburgh and then we went back to New York and we were both going through breakups at the time.
Yes.
And so we were like taking New York by storm
Wait.
Over the summer.
I met you at a very
oh.
important night.
Yes. Yes,
when
you
we
did.
Went and saw Color Purple together.
Oh my oh, God. That
that's
was...
when you met.
I think that's when
yes.
we met.
No, you
isn't
met
it?
In Vegas when I saw Celine.
No. No, it
no.
was a
we met Cynthia Erivo night.
That's right.
And
right.
we
when
were
we stood up.
And I didn't know you and no. didn't know we were all going to be affected the same way
we
by
all
that
cried.
Type of voice. We're like, ooh, like shouting in the theater. I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, let me preface
the
this, you guys. So Jackie, I had gotten seats to Color Purple, or Kevin, did you want to see it
yeah.
when you were in town?
Yeah.
I remember
I did.
One of those things. And so I was like, Jackie, do you want to go see we were, had been wanting to go see the show.
Yeah.
So we all go together. And now I'm in the middle mm-hmm. and the both of you are very unaffected by shows like
<Yes. laughs>
and unaffected
okay.
by things
yeah. like I'm not impressed
yeah. yes
do try better again.
So truly I was like blown away when the two of you were blown away
like within the first 30
within
seconds
the first,
yeah.
I was like
yeah.
just mouth
the
gaping.
Both of you
yeah.
are like
just.
You know like
I
leaning
I turned
out
around
of your
and
seat.
There was this like elderly white lady sobbing. I was like, I get it. I completely get it. I am with you.
I'm on this journey. Yeah.
It turned into church. Everyone was
it
on
really
their
did.
Feet. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only one losing my mind. And I knew you were great because you were on my level
oh,
of
yeah.
inappropriate. Like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah, I assume that's not how you're supposed to act in a theater most of the time.
No.
Like, never?
No.
And
although it's a performer's dream.
Yeah.
Like, I would
yeah.
kill.
For, like, people to be.
Actually, I have a joke story, is that there's a song called No Good Deed in Wicked, and about once every, like, 2 or 3 months, I will get a single standing ovation from a man.
Yeah.
And I call it the I'm gay moment, where they, like, they pop up, and they're applauding, and I run off stage, and I'm like, I got another. Because that's the moment where they're like, oh, I'm gay. Oh, my God, I'm gay. I'm gay. It's that, and it's probably like the pinnacle of my career. I don't think anything could ever top it, but it's one of my favorite moments.
You've really brought them all out.
It makes me feel
well,
congratulations.
To be fair,
thank you.
I had never seen Wicked. The first time I saw it was with you.
Yeah. Oh, God, when I was sick.
In
with
it.
Dog.
Yeah, but you
in
said
it.
You were sick, and you were
it's ridiculous.
So
dying.
Good.
Ridiculous.
So, and like Austin came with me, and Austin confessed as we sat down, he's like, this is my sixth time seeing it. Had no idea. He was like a closeted
Wicked
diehard.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot
and
of
then
times, too.
I had also never heard Defying Gravity beyond the
right.
Glee version.
That's right. Which we did like 5 times.
Yeah. And so that's what I thought the song was like. I'm like, I don't really get it. I don't really want to see this show. Cut to you like
you're a cherry picker.
Flying.
Cherry picker.
Yeah, just like flying above the stage. The most magical thing I've ever seen. Austin looks over and I have my hands on my cheeks like Kevin from Home Alone. And like tearing up. I'm like, this is the best thing I have ever seen. I'm like, that's my friend. I'm like, this is so good.
You're so cute.
I wanted to run around like, I know her.
And they're all like, we don't care. You're Kevin from Glee. Can we get your autograph?
Kevin was the one
child.
Kid in yes. after No Good Deed.
Yes,
yeah.
It was
I'm
me.
Gay.
That was my, I was like.
That was your coming out.
I look over at Austin. He's like tearing. I'm like, on the sixth time?
Oh,
yeah. Still,
yeah,
I
that was
cry.
Our collective
I
gay moment.
Everybody has to have one.
Yeah. Don't
oh
we all?
God.
Don't
have you
we
had
all.
Other showmances that have impacted your life as much as Jenna's has?
No.
No. I can honestly say that.
No.
Jenna is my go-to, like, so now that I've been here, and kind of everything in life. Yeah. I've never, it's like, even just coming here, she was like, because the first parking lot was full, so we'd go to a different one.
Like, he said the parking lot was full.
I immediately just call her. I just, like, don't even try to bother thinking I could do it on my own. You know, not when you have Jenna.
Jenna will have the solution.
Jenna will have the solution for everything.
This is why we need her.
And you need Jenna. Everybody should have a Jenna in their life. Aww. Because it's just like the go-to.
You guys are sweet.
I moved here and it's like every day, poor thing. I'm like, hey, where do I go to do this? And she'll be like, I already did it for you. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yes.
I'm like, how do you have time to do this?
Just
don't
like
worry,
disclaimer, I don't do this for everybody. Just
well,
you guys.
Like it.
You're going to get flooded right now with like
right.
all these people.
All my
like,
friends.
Yes,
like, so how do I do this?
Like, you don't do that for me.
Google it. A few. Only for the people she knows really can't do it on their own. Like me and Kevin.
I'm like, oh, they
oh,
really
oh,
need
it. It would just save a lot of time.
Oh, a lot of time.
I got them. Oh.
Before we continue with Jackie, let's give a shout out to Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear.
Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear is just what you need to stay cool all day long.
They make you feel cool even through life's most uncomfortable moments.
Like when they go in for the hug and you go in for the kiss and... Yeah.
Misconnection. Or when you trip and then you casually just go into a jog and try to play it off like I didn't trip. Have you ever tripped and then nobody laughed? And that's even worse. That's
it's
horrible.
The worst. Well, as long as you're laughing, we're all laughing.
Talk about the sweat.
So go to fruit.com and use promo code SHOWMANS to unlock an additional 10% off your order. So I love these undies. They keep me very cool. They've got little breathable vent holes
you
in the
I
underwear.
You and I sweat quite a bit, don't
I
we?
Am a full-time sweater. Same. Nobody wants that.
Sweat collecting in all the wrong places. And these just, it's nice ventilation.
That's
just
right.
Airing it out all day and night. Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear is designed with total comfort in mind and made with breathable, lightweight fabric. The tiny holes provide airflow, keeping you cool.
Go to fruit.com and use promo code SHOWMANS to unlock an additional 10% off. That's FRUIT.com and promo code SHOWMANS for 10% off your Fruit of the Loom's breathable underwear today. So feel cool, even when you shouldn't. Jackie, I feel like we haven't really had guests like from the theater world. And for people who don't know like about theater, like you become like friends
super fast,
really fast. And either you know you're going to be friends with them or you know you're not going to be
totally
friends with them, right.
Yes.
How many like have you had a lot of friends that have like overlapped from show to show to show? Like, do you work with a lot of friends that like you've worked with before? I feel like that's common in theater.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely like yes, you if you take one or two friends away from each show, I think that's like golden.
Mm-hmm.
Like true friends, and like if you get to overlap, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a million overlapping like good friends. I've had a lot of acquaintances that you overlap with, which is wonderful, because I think once you get to a certain level on Broadway, like it's such a small community that you're constantly working with the same people, which is awesome and wonderful. I also think it's really important to have friends outside of the Broadway community, because you are doing 8 shows a week with them, and so
and it's such a small community. It is.
Yeah, so you see each other at events and everything like that, which is great, and it's so much love, but like having people that are outside of the Broadway community is awesome too.
Yeah,
I think
that's nice.
Does the term showmance come from theater?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, it has to.
Totally. You can't not have a showmance, right? Just like, I mean, like, let me ask you, in a TV setting, did you guys have a little showmance?
Oh, yeah. Kevin and I are the showmance.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think like what you said, that happens because, especially in theater, where you guys are just confined to tight spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the time. Is TV, you can sort of get some space.
Totally.
Yeah.
But you're also you have no other option. So like you're around someone that you start to see people differently.
Yes.
It's like the equivalent of having a couple drinks and someone you weren't considering before. You're like, oh
they got
maybe I would.
Yeah.
But if you spend enough time with someone, you're like, huh. I never noticed.
Oh.
No.
Hello.
If you look at them from the side,
Kevin.
Kinda.
They call it, and also like going on tours different than Broadway.
Oh, tour.
Tour. There's tour hot. There's real life hot and tour hot.
As our friend Telly says, how far away from home am I?
Yep.
And how many
here's
drinks
the thing.
Have I had?
Yes, done.
Here's the thing. On TV,
so
like
true.
The scripts change every week, and so relationships change. You're not doing the same scenes all the time with the same people.
Yes,
on theater,
exactly.
You're doing the same story every night, so you're with those people, and then like after a while, you're like, you felt it. Like,
yeah.
I felt it. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
You're still gay? Damn it.
Well, I mean, even more. So you've been on tour now, and you were on tour for like a year.
Yeah, I went on tour with Wicked for a year, and then I went on tour with If Then for 7 months.
So, like, yeah, talk about that kind of showmance. Like, that's crazy because you were traveling together. You're not, like, in your – you can't go to your, like, own corner in your own home.
No.
And you don't know anyone. No. Like, you're in these places.
They become – touring becomes your family.
Yeah.
Super, super fast.
So you better like them?
Fast. You gotta like them. And then you kind of forget about your real life because touring is so easy that
– It's like suspended reality.
It's suspended. Totally. You constantly have to – and you forget that it's not real life. You're like, oh no, this is my real life. I live in this hotel. It's beautiful with these fun people, and I just do the show at night, and then I go out and we drink all night and party, and then I get up and have, like, you know, around 1 or 2, and like you meet up for brunch with them.
A new city
to explore, so that it just becomes like this, like, beautiful, fun, not real vacation. But feels real vacation, mm-hmm. but you think is your life,
right?
Because you are working, quote mm-hmm. unquote. Right. So you can't help but blur the lines. And then also everybody's significant others are not around. Where right. when you are living in on at home, they're more, you know, they're around more.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it does. There is a way to blur lines.
So everyone's sort of.
Yeah.
You have the strain of being away from
yes.
your family and your significant others.
Yes, and you constantly have
all
to check
together.
Yourself
yes.
before you wreck yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I get it. I hear you.
That's where that song came
That's
from.
Trouble.
A tour. They knew what's up.
A Wicked tour.
A Wicked tour. Yep.
I also, just side note, I don't know, if you haven't heard Jackie sing before, the fact that you talk about going out and drinking every night.
Oh, yeah. You.
She's a...
And then you sound like that.
I know.
Coming
absurd.
From the two of you makes me mad. Miss Thing
what?
Over here, I would make her go out till like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then she would drink in her face off. And then she would do 2 shows at Wedding Singer, sing 18
brutal.
Songs and sound perfect.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
you two
and are then the
freaks.
Next night, she would be like, I can't go out, Jackie. Like, it was really rough today. And I was like, oh, you sounded perfect. Here's your beer. Let's
yes.
go.
She's like, I just got to really take care of my voice. I'm worried. I'm like, No. It's all mental. You're going to sound great.
You're fine.
You always sound great.
Yeah, you always sound perfect.
Jackie does
so
the
we
dolphin.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The dolphin.
I wake up every morning.
Well,
you know?
Move away from the mic a little bit. Yeah.
And then
to
if
make
it's,
sure
there,
it's there,
it's there, and I'm good. Yeah, yeah. The dolphin.
But, if it's not there.
You know, it's like busted. Yeah. I'm like, oh, sugar.
Orly just looked up.
Oh,
she's like, what is that sound?
That's my dog noise.
Squeaky,
yeah,
squeaky
yeah
dog
the dog
toy.
Whistle.
Yeah.
It's so high.
Hello. Yeah, the dolphin. My ex-husband used to talk about everybody. He'd be like, oh, God, how's the dolphin? You know, like, she's good. She's
going to take a little extra warming up today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, man. You're like, that extra beer I shouldn't have
yes.
had.
Ooh, or just talking dry. Loudly at yeah. a bar. You're like, ooh.
Yeah, that's the tricks of the trade,
yes.
right?
That's
so
it.
Don't go out and talk afterwards. Just go drink.
Just go drink. Yeah.
And talk softly to one another.
Yeah, yeah you
softly.
Can't be in loud places.
Just like in your upper register, you know, not hard on your chords. You know, people wonder why I talk like, hey guys, what's up? You know, it's just because it's.
That's how I talk. That's when
chords.
I imitate you. I'm like,
yeah.
She talks up here.
Not a fun fact. I don't talk correctly. I need to do that.
Yes.
Because I ruin my vocal cords. I have like just a slight flare up of laryngitis all the time because I like talk in my throat.
Yes.
Like that.
Because it's sexy.
Thank you.
And that's why Jenna and I are like, you felt it.
I'm like, he
yeah,
felt
but
it.
Me, like a good
you
gust of wind,
it.
I feel. I mean, nothing against you guys, but like, I know.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We'll just live in our, you know, dream world.
Okay, Jackie, I have a question for you.
What?
Kevin asked Kevin asked me this the other day.
Oh, no.
And so I'm asking you, if you got stranded on a deserted island,
oh, God.
And there were 3 people, would I make one of your 3? And you can be real about it. You don't have to.
Like,
you
have to survive.
Don't
we
lie.
Have to. Well, if we have to survive, yes, because you're my go-to of what
yes.
to do. I would be like, yes, yeah, she'll know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, Jenna, how do we open this coconut? And she'd be like, I know. Like,
it's already open. Here's
know.
A straw.
Yeah.
Like, where'd you get the straw?
I made a pina colada.
You and I would just be panicking on the beach.
Oh, absolutely.
And performing
for
one another.
We'd be entertaining, yeah. but we'd die of starvation.
Doing
like,
the dolphin.
Dehydrated.
Doing
but we'd have
dolphin.
A good time for a solid 24 hours.
Yeah.
Speaking of the dolphin, Jackie and I, when we were doing Wedding Singer,
oh,
there was the finale number that we all come on in one of her 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And you have to dolphin on the stage, like backwards, and you like body roll.
It's an undulation.
And it's called the dolphin because, like,
you know when dolphins move like above the water, whatever. Yep. Anyway, so Jackie's like trying, and I turn around to look at her, and she's like, "What is it again?"
And I couldn't.
Can somebody tell me. What
Jenna
this
had
is?
To teach it to me, and she had to break it down. She was like "It's like left, Jess. Right, left, right," and I would have to actually say while Jess I was roll. On stage,
"Left, right, left, right, left, right."
Yeah, and I was like, "I got." And if I didn't do left, right, I would be completely lost.
I wish everybody could see what you guys are doing.
I know it's super sexy.
They're doing the move, and it looks good.
We also moonlight as strippers. So. Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. Jackie, no. You're not supposed to tell people that.
I mean, I'm an Adderall actress. What do you want?
So we all gotta make ends meet somehow, money. You know? Yeah. Get your money, boo-boo.
That's right.
Dumb. There was a time on Broadway where we were like, Jenna and I were the it couple. There were people that were just
they wanted
very
to be a part
jealous.
Of, they wanted to be a part.
Yeah, constantly like,
part
how do we get to the end to be like Jenna and Jackie's besties?
I know.
Like, yeah, we were. I there know. Was a moment where we reigned supreme.
You two are like Broadway mafia.
Bless you, Kevin. You always know how to say the right
thing. Yeah. You know everybody.
What's
I bet you
funny,
guys have so much dirt on everyone.
I work. When I go
that's
do
what,
something
that's
new,
what we should be. Let's start over.
Yeah,
I know everybody's secrets.
Okay,
well
ready?
Here you go.
Sorry, what were you
it's
saying?
Okay. It's all in my hair. I keep it in my hair. All my secrets.
Is that why you cut it? Because it's just weighing you down.
Too many secrets.
Too many secrets.
Jenna does
like,
have
can't
all the
have
secret-
this anymore.
Secrets.
Yes. No, every time I go to work with somebody else in the theater community, because like I have not worked half as much as Jackie has in the community. There's always like 16 people that are like, "Oh, you know Jackie Byrne."
What?
And I'm not kidding. Like the last reading I did was with like Hannah and Colbert, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we know Jackie. We love Jackie." I'm like, "God, she knows everybody."
Well, if you're loud Jackie enough, people will know you're there. That's what I've learned. That's my go-to. If you're loud enough, people will notice you. Maybe not
just
for the right
force
reasons.
Force yourself on them.
Yeah, like I did
not
with Jenna.
Like that, but
let's be friends.
You don't have a choice in this.
Yeah, I'll keep texting you until you. Finally,
she's like,
text me back.
"Psst, I hear you're not sleeping.
Yeah. Do you want my apartment?"
That's no? what everybody wants.
Yeah.
I want Jackie's apartment. I do want Jackie's apartment.
In New York, not here.
I have two of my greatest showmances right in front of me right now.
Oh
I'm a little
God.
Overwhelmed, you know?
Feels right, right?
It mm-hmm. feels really great.
This is good. Jackie, I feel like that's why when I met you, I was like, this feels
it.
Exactly
feels
right.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I always say, if you're friends with Jenna, you're automatically a friend of mine because she has impeccable taste.
Thank you, Kevin.
Clearly, look, time and time again.
I'm just going to ask you to do this podcast every day so that I can keep getting these compliments
from Kevin. Yes.
I mean, that's what you call me to vent about things anyway. I'm like, don't worry, Jenna. Screw everybody else. You're the best.
It's true. She is.
Yeah, she is the best.
Guys, stop.
We all love Jenna.
You don't need anybody else. Don't even worry about it.
Before we get to wedding advice, this episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Saving money on your car insurance is easy with Progressive.
It's an average savings of $699 a year for customers who switch and save.
In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy when they switch to Progressive. Discounts just for starting a quote online or owning multiple vehicles.
Get your own quote online at Progressive.com and see how much you could be saving.
Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jackie, so you've had a wedding before.
I have.
Do you want to hang out with us and give wedding advice?
Do I ever?
Amazing.
Please.
When we come back, wedding advice with Jackie Burns.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And we are back with Kevin's favorite segment,
Wedding Advice.
So if you have questions about how to handle certain things when getting married or going to a wedding.
Or being in a wedding.
Whatever it
right
is.
Right.
Instagram us.
DM us.
Slide into the DMs.
Yeah. Just,
and give us those questions.
Yeah.
And
because we're
going to
give
Kevin,
you some questionable
Jackie, if you
answers.
Didn't know. Yeah. I learned this about Kevin. I mean, we'll always
when
be
When I think
go-to.
Weddings, I'm like. I know.
Oh, Jenna and Kevin. Two people who have never been married. Perfect.
I feel like this is the right place.
No, it's our secret obsession. And Kevin loves giving wedding advice.
I just love dancing at weddings. I love going to weddings.
Well, that's because you are so fun.
I think it's also, I don't really ever want to get married. So maybe
unless to Jenna.
Unless it's to Jenna.
Obviously.
Can we have like a three way?
Oh my God,
a throuple wedding?
I mean, because that would just be the dream. Like, I'll let you guys do whatever you want. Wow. We can all do whatever we want.
That's great.
We come home to a very happy home.
Yes. Well, you know, supposedly communal living is the number one, like, happiest place people are. Like,
what?
And, like, yeah, there was, like, a poll.
Is it trending this year?
That. It's trending, yeah, that people, like, say that communal, like, overseas, like, communal living is,
that
like...
That sounds like my nightmare.
Really? Yeah. I think it'd be so fun. You have... Everybody has their own floor, but then there's, like, a common space where, like, you can, like, go and hang out with
your... With the right people, I think...
Yes, agreed, Kevin.
I think with the...
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, you know what? You visit.
Wait, we'll work.
Yeah, you guys can go
visit
communally. Yeah. I have no...
Let's talk to David.
No desire.
David's going to want
we'll get David in.
He would. He is so social.
Yeah.
He is absolutely the right person.
Like the opposite.
He is the absolute right person to ask to live in a community.
He'd be like, Yahtzee, let's do it. Great.
If he says yes.
It's on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Kev, okay. I'm going to ask the first. Actually, no.
Yeah, you ask. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got this question, which I think is sort of like a floodgate, which is why I want to ask this one.
Okay. Go for it.
Do you think a bridesmaid should have the option to bring a plus one even though they don't have a boyfriend or they're not even seeing someone? Do you think they should just have the option because they're a bridesmaid?
That's really tough. Well, go ahead, Jenna.
No, go for it.
It's oh God, that's a really tough question. It all comes down to, I feel like, money. When you're getting married, you know, it gets really expensive, and it's like finding a way to cut people from your wedding is really, really hard, and that usually is the easiest go-to way to keep your numbers down, is to keep it to just your own friends and family. Mm-hmm. But
what if they're like in a committed relationship? Will you then cut them as well?
I think it's probably depends on how close you are to that person.
Right.
If that's your best friend, obviously you're gonna have their boyfriend there.
Right.
But then you run into the problem of if you say yes to one person, right, then saying no to another person. It's just such a fine line, and weddings get so stressful when it comes to the guest list. Like I don't envy that part of getting married at all. I know I hated it. It was so, so hard. I got in a lot of crap because I said no kids. That was my way of cutting it down.
Oh, save that. We're going to get to that.
Okay, great.
That's great. I do want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I honestly think I think it does come down to money. It also comes down to, like, you do what you want on your day, which I totally respect. I think there's something to either, like, you're going to have – everybody gets a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some weddings like that, which I think are great. But if you can't, and it's
can
a lot
so
of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's not an issue for you, great. Totally cool. But if they're like cutting and the bridesmaid like wants the option, I don't know that that's fair. Like, I don't know that that makes sense just because they want the option.
Mm-hmm.
If I was getting married and one of my bridesmaids wasn't dating anybody, like, I don't know that I would be like... I think I would say, if you fall in love, let me know.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to say it.
One of those kind of things. Because, like, otherwise...
That's a nice way to put it.
That is really sweet.
Somebody said that to me once, so I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's a good way to go about it. Otherwise, like... I don't know. It's like, do you really want somebody to just have one? Like, why aren't
you don't want some random person?
And like, why is the bridesmaid like fighting for that one? It's like, isn't this enough? Like, come enjoy the day, and like, you have enough commitments that if you're not dating somebody, like, you're just gonna leave them to their own devices while you're going take photos, while you're doing all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You're taking care of the bride. So, I don't know. That's my thought on it.
I think it's one of those gray areas where I think the couple getting married has to decide.
Yeah,
that whole thing in terms of. If you know the person, I feel like if you know the person, if it's been over, you have to make up some like superficial timeline in your head.
Yes. It's been over a year of a solid commitment.
Yes,
with
and
them.
Like yeah, oh fair. Yeah, like if it's been 3 months, I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
And I also think it's a case by case thing because you have those friends who, let's say, date a lot of people,
right?
For
Jackie. Just kidding. What guy you bringing
Just for the record,
today?
Jackie said that.
Yeah. Jackie called herself out.
Jackie just called herself out. Yeah, okay, wait. Yeah, so
I think I think it's a little more, I don't know.
I know.
Like,
I know. Subtle. Okay, no, but let's do this. Guest perspective. I
wouldn't get mad.
Right,
if
exactly.
I was in a wedding and I had just started dating somebody and it was a couple months old or even like 6 months old. And let's say the bride or groom, whoever's side I was on, did not know that person. I'd be like,
I get it.
Yeah. And if they're not doing that, if that's not the trend and they're like, we're not inviting like a ton of people, I think that I wouldn't get mad from the guest.
I also think everyone as a guest needs to remind themselves how bloody expensive weddings are.
Yes.
And per person.
Yes.
It's so expensive.
It's so crazy expensive. It's
so like, unless you bring that person, like if it's a significant other and them being there is going to enhance the day for everybody,
right,
then they're going to be invited.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it really is not going to make a difference,
yeah,
it's not about you, boo.
It's that's right. It's their day.
Yeah.
They can do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. Mm. Okay, I've got one. How important is the photographer?
Oh my God, so important.
Okay.
Please
elaborate, Jackie.
Looking back, because I have been married, I didn't. It's so funny about weddings is that, you know, you're expected to know what to do for something you've never done before.
Mm-hmm. Which seems super unrealistic.
Which is so unrealistic. It's like, okay, I'm getting married. Let me plan this wedding. And you don't know. It's like, all of a sudden you have to do these flowers and the photography. Right. And are you going to have videographer? Where is it going to be? It's just so overwhelming. And now that I've been married, it's like, oh, now I'll plan a wedding. No problem.
Easy.
Because I know what I'm doing. But the first time you get married, you've never been married before. So it's really rough. I didn't put a lot of importance in my photographer because I'm an idiot and just didn't think about it.
Don't talk about my friend that way.
Thank you, Jenna. I just was like, oh, I just care about making sure I get married on a beach and it doesn't rain that day.
Yeah.
That's like what I care about.
There's a lot
about.
Of moving parts.
Yes. So it's... And I just didn't...
Are you upset with like the photos that you have now?
Yes. If knowing what I know now, I think photography is one of the number one things that you should not skimp on and that you should really, really be happy with, because that's the way you're going to remember, you know,
the day.
Special day for the rest of your life. And and I didn't, and I was not happy with my photography, and it stunk.
You can't
do a redo.
I've seen like a lot of my friends who've gotten married and their photography afterwards, and some of them are just complete crap and some of them are
insane,
extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And the extraordinary ones obviously cost more, and that's like, if you have to decide between a DJ and a photographer, go with the photographer.
Yes.
I think go with the photographer, because
make your own playlist.
You can make your own playlist.
Agreed.
There's plenty of ways to go through, you know, to pick music and to get really great people to, you know, add to that playlist or whatever. But yeah, I think the photography, like I've seen the ones that have spent the money and the time and like really looking at their work and looking at what they've done before or using a friends that they've, you know, really admired. And I think it's super important.
It's beyond important. And you know what? Also, taking the time to plan out the shots that you want is super important, mm-hmm. because taking that time before, because once you get to the day, it's so overwhelming that you don't remember what you want or who you want to take pictures of, like getting the pictures with your grandparents, getting the pictures with your parents, getting the pictures with your in-laws, making sure you get pictures of before you get married, like getting ready or like just having that planned out is so important.
It's like a shot list.
You need a shot list. Yeah. And I just winged it. I was like, oh, I'll just wing it. And then there were so many things. I was like, oh, looking at other people's wedding photography, they're like, oh, I wish I had gotten that shot.
Yep.
So timeless and beautiful, and I'll never have that back. And
I do have to say, our friend Harry, who was on Glee with us, I didn't think about it either.
Yeah.
You just see sort of the same shtick every time you go to a wedding, and the photographers are always there. They're always in the way.
Yeah.
And we went to Harry and Shelby's wedding, and it was mind-blowing to me in terms of photography. It was like, this is how you do it.
How did they do?
They had these two amazing photographers. They're a married couple who I've since become friends with. Their names, Davina and Daniel.
Okay.
They're the shit.
Okay.
But their whole thing, calibrated my head of how I think of wedding photography. Because I always thought about it as kind of like corny and everyone's posing.
Totally. Yes.
You never saw them.
Oh!
You never saw them.
That's why I don't
they
remember them.
They got the most amazing candid shots from like the rehearsal dinner party, from the actual wedding.
Yeah.
You never heard the clicking going on.
You see like people, like they sent a photo of us at the table like during the speeches, and we're just laughing, and they are like gorgeous.
Everybody
looks
like that.
So happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any like planned photo they have doesn't look like something you
Which
would
is
find.
Well, that's in true Harry and Shelby form.
Yeah,
nothing
but they did the research. They're not cheap, but they're so good. And that's when I realized
Worth it.
What you said.
Cool.
And best in it, because it sets a whole different
mood
for the day, too, because they're not
stressed about it and like you don't see them.
Let them
they're not
take
intrusive.
Care. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
If you know you can fully trust in someone's work and that's like a relief to you on that day, and
massive.
One less thing you don't have to think about.
Jackie, did you get a videographer as well?
I didn't, and I wish I did as
really?
Well.
Really? You do?
That's something.
The videographer is the one thing that feels a little corny
cheesy.
To me. Like,
I don't know, but I know that like after I get married, I'm gonna want a video, even if it's like we watch it once in our 10th yes. anniversary. Like you wanna have that, and like the technology we have today, like you could do it on an iPhone. It'd be awesome.
The technology
you know
is crazy.
I mean?
Like, we went to a wedding and it was like a very expensive wedding. My mind was blown because I saw the aisle was like lined with like hidden cameras.
Cool.
And then they got married under this like. Like a trellis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the trellis had hidden cameras
cool.
all over, like getting
so
their faces. And then at some point, I looked up and there's this drone
no.
just floating. And, but you didn't see the people who yeah. were doing it.
That's, well, they have money.
That, yeah, I was like, oh.
They got money.
No, in my head, that's all I was like, money. I tapped my friend. I'm like, you see this? I'm like, this is money. How did I get in here?
There, sir, we didn't
yeah,
have to leave.
Like, I don't know what this
Kevin's
is.
Kevin's crashing weddings.
We should yeah. crash weddings.
Oh, my God. We would
you
be
You guys would
hit.
Be so much fun.
I get so scared. With, you know, the,
no!
the, you know, the aunt.
Jeff.
Well, the
Jeff.
Problem
Jeff.
Is.
Aunt Jeff.
You guys,
oh, I'm sorry.
You guys would be better at it. Kevin and I can't crash weddings because then they recognize us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they're like, come hang out with us.
Yeah,
like,
but oh you and I are also, like, similar. Like, we need someone like Jackie who's bolder than us.
Yeah, because like, I get nervous.
Yeah,
and he
get
gets timid, too.
Yeah. But if I have, like,
you. You just have a loud mouth.
Like leading, I'm like, okay, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's yeah. going to be great. Let's do this.
Everyone loves Jackie.
Okay, Kevin.
You get a drink.
So this next question, this bride writes in and says she wants to cut kids from the wedding,
yeah.
but is scared that some of her guests won't come because they can't bring their children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
then she says, what mm-hmm. should I do?
This exact thing happened to me for my wedding.
No.
So, yeah, we cut kids from our wedding because our venue, we only could have 100 people.
Wow.
And it was a really, really small, intimate wedding. And so we decided, I have so many cousins and nieces and nephews, that the only way that we could make our guest list was to cut kids. And so we did 18 and under couldn't come to our wedding.
Fair.
And my husband's best man, his girlfriend, had a daughter who was 12 years old. And she wasn't allowed to come to the wedding, and the girlfriend was really mad and didn't come to our wedding because of it.
Oh, wow.
And it caused a lot of friction between yeah. All of us.
Yeah.
And it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's your day and you need to do what you want to do. And
Orly agrees.
Yeah. And it's not coming out of their pocket.
Right.
That's
exactly.
the thing. And, you know, for me, I got very frustrated in the fact, and I was like, this is my day. And also, like, you're not even my relative. I'm not even having my goddaughter come to my wedding.
Right.
You
yeah.
know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would love them to be there, but there has to be a fine line of deciding.
Yeah.
You can't just say one person come and one person, you know, one
right.
person can't. So, you know, and that sadly, I feel like you kind of get a sense of who your true friends are and what, you know,
what's important.
Yeah. And
yeah,
that's,
I've thought about this because I've had friends who I've been to weddings where no kids are allowed, and I've been to weddings where kids are allowed, and I've been to weddings as a kid, you know, and so
yeah.
like I totally get it. And like some, I don't know, I have a problem because like I don't know that I wouldn't want Kaylee there, my niece there, so like that's you know something I would think about. But at the same time, like if you're at a cap and like you can like do it all or don't do it at all. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you can't just pick and choose. And at the end of the day, like you got to do what you want to do, and you can't worry about your friends.
I've also been to a wedding where the bride and groom's, the kids that were in their family, like their nieces and nephews, and I think they had kids, they were there for the first couple of hours.
Yes.
And then at some point there was like lights out, kids out.
Yes. Which is a great,
oh, that's
a great
cool
compromise
because
as well.
They don't necessarily like, I think they ate, so you still have to pay. But that's right. the thing. It comes down to money, too.
It does yeah. come down to a lot. I mean, like, if we all had, like, endless budgets, it'd be like,
yeah.
sure.
Everybody
or also,
can.
It's like a preference thing. Like, how crazy do you want your wedding? Do you want, like, little kids running around as, like, you're
yeah.
kind of getting a little,
yeah.
You know, sloshed?
Like, like you said, as a kid, I loved going to weddings. But yeah. now, having gone to several weddings in a row now without children.
It's lovely.
It's great.
No offense.
It's, no, it's really great.
But it can be really fun.
Totally it's great. It. I think if they don't want kids, then you got to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then don't have kids.
Yeah.
When it all comes down to it, like friends and kids and significant others and, you know, all these questions are super valid, but it's really the bride and groom's choice. And
yeah.
you have to remember that it's their day, their one special day,
yeah.
and
yeah.
you have to respect their wishes.
I think like guest perspective, like you gotta respect that this is their day and they're going to do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like from the bride's perspective, like you can't please everybody.
No.
This is going to happen once you hope that it's only going to happen once. And that's it. And that's like, you got to make your choices and just stick with them.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to your guns.
Stick to your guns.
Thank you, Jackie.
Jackie, well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Just thanks for all your wealth of knowledge. All your knowledge and your yes. showman's friendship.
Thank you. I've had a lot of showmances and a wedding. Thanking you. I'm your go-to girl.
Guys, thanks for listening. Come back next week if you want.
We're going to keep Jackie.
Yeah,
Jackie forever. Can't go anywhere.
Till next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And spread the word.
See you next week.
Bye.
Every car comes with its share of stories.
That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date.
The luxury package you got after a big promotion.
Or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer.
While you can't put a price tag on your stories with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in.
Go to TrueCar, enter your license plate, and watch how your car's details pop up.
Then answer a few questions.
Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value.
High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead.
Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
True cash offer not available in all areas.